And this segment of the program, we have in the studio Karen Jackson, the founder and CEO of Sisters Network, and Colleen Allen, who is the public relations representative for the organization. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to see you again. Yeah, you got a big event coming up.
Very big.
Yeah, the Stop the Silence 4th National African American Breast Cancer 5K Walk Run. And where's that taking place?
It's downtown, beautiful Discovery Green. Mm-hmm. This is our 4th year, and we're excited about coming back to that area and looking forward to all of the people from the Houston area, Texas, outside of the state. We have people coming from all over the country.
Wow, that's great. They're going to be bringing all that money to Houston. We love it.
That's Sunday, April the 13th.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday, April the 13th.
Yeah. Tell us about the Sisters Network. How did it come about?
Well, Jay, in 1994, when I was diagnosed in 1993, but in 1994, I founded Sisters Network because of the disparities that exist in the health industry. And I wanted to make our communities more aware of the disparities that do exist and the services that we weren't getting. And so Sisters Network was formed just to help women be able to have a better journey, give support, and make sure that they are aware of all of the things that they should know before going into the mm-hmm. hospital to get that surgery.
Absolutely. Yeah, because surgeons like to
cut.
Do surgery. Yeah, that is amazing. You go to a surgeon for advice or consultation, he's going to advise you to have surgery.
See, now you know that, but we don't all know that.
Yeah. And he's coming in with that gloomy look on his face.
It's got to go.
Yeah. So now, how many new cases of breast cancer typically do we have in the African-American community each year?
Well, there are 27,000 women are diagnosed each and every year. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that there are more that haven't come forward because of the shame that they feel. They don't feel comfortable about knowing that they have breast cancer.
Really?
And that's one of the things that the job of Sisters Network and the service that we provide to the community, that I'm a 20-year survivor, and so there's no shame in being diagnosed. The shame is if you don't come forward and get it taken care of.
Really?
Early detection does work.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. We're talking with Karen Jackson, founder and CEO of Sisters Network, and Colleen Allen, who does the let you all know what's going on with the organization. And how long have you been working with Sisters Network, Colleen?
Well, actually, I've been working with Sisters Network since the inception of the organization and handling their public relations, all their graphic design and any kind of collaborations within the community. And we are so excited to work with Magic 102 on our upcoming Pink Thursday event that will be on March 28th, when we will be doing a site takeover on the Magic site. All the listeners and the community can go on to Magic 102's site and learn more about Sisters Network. They can register for the walk.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. We'll have a lot of guests coming throughout the day on the 28th to talk about their experience with Sisters Network, how the organization has impacted them, whether emotionally, financially, in all kinds of ways. So we're very excited about that partnership. And it's all about energizing the community to get involved with the organization, register for the walk, which is, again, on April 13th, Saturday. Yeah. We're expecting close to 10,000 women. This will be the 10,000 men and women and children, excuse me, walking the 5K or running the 5K.
Now, that Thursday, we call it the
Pink Thursday.
Yeah. If the weather's right, I'm going to wear my pink bell-bottom Bermuda shorts, you know.
But we'll make sure the weather is right. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, all right. I think we all would.
So now, who are we expecting? How does one get involved in the walk? Or I guess you have teams and certain
yes,
groups?
We encourage women, the people to form teams either on their job, from church, or just, you know, groups that are social groups. We have the National Organization of Deltas that are forming groups across the country, and they're doing what we call virtual walk.
Mm.
So some can't come.
That's pretty good.
But
like
they support,
that.
They're supporting yeah. us that way. So there are individuals across the country who know they can't come, but they support us by going on our website, stopthesilencewalk.org, and they go and they register for $30. And that helps the organization support the program that we have called Breast Cancer Assistance Program. And through this program, we're able to provide free mammograms across the country. And also, we are able to assist women who are diagnosed with breast cancer with some of the challenges they face, you know, financially.
Well, just yes. $30, that's not bad. How much does a mammogram cost?
$150.
Okay.
And then we encourage women who are getting their first mammogram to get an ultrasound, and we also pay for that.
Now, what's the deal? And we've heard that, and for a while we've been hearing that women should get a mammogram every year. Then all of a sudden, three, four, 5 years ago, yeah, they're yeah. saying, hey, you don't need to do that anymore. I mean, are they trying to just cut costs? Or, I mean,
you must know that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just assuming that the insurance companies who probably said that.
Well, that assumption is very correct. We have to be diligent about what's good for us as an individual and collectively as a community. And the information that we're sharing is that your mammogram and your ultrasound is needed, your breast self-exam, and being diligent about what's going on in your body. You know your body better than anyone else.
Or should.
Karen and Colleen, what impact has Sisters Network made since you started the organization and its impact with African-American women?
Well, Val, I'm glad you asked that question because when I started Sisters Network, people were afraid to say the C word. That's how we used to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the C cancer word, and that wasn't even hardly spoken about. And that's where I came up with the slogan, Stop the Silence.
Mm.
That meant something to me because our community was silent about breast cancer and cancer in general. So our organization has dispelled many myths that if you can't catch cancer, you can't catch breast cancer. I mean, I've been at this a long time, and I've heard a lot of things. And we promote early detection because it does save your life. And we've taken the fear and put hope because we're in the research area of making sure that we recruit women for any of the research things that are going on, because that's where the answers are for the future. And as an organization, we've galvanized communities across the country. We're in 22 states, 43 cities. Mm. So women now are coming forward proudly to say that I am a survivor. I've survived this.
Okay, let's go to the telephone. Let's go to line one with Gloria. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Karen Jackson and Colleen Allen. Good morning.
Yes. How are you this morning?
Great.
We're great.
Good morning, Gloria.
Oh, okay.
Coffee, anybody? Go ahead, Gloria.
I was trying to find out just how do you get in the walk.
Okay. If you want to register for the walk, you can, as Ms. Jackson said, you can go to our website, which is www.stopthesilencewalk.org, or you may call our office at 713-781-0255 to get more information. The registration is $30 for an individual, or for a team of 10, it's $300. And again, the walk is on April 13th. And we will be down at the lovely Discovery Green Park. It's going to be a phenomenal day. We are excited about all of our partners, you know, including Magic 102 and our corporate sponsors, Eisai, AstraZeneca, Genentech, Fiesta, MD Anderson. It's so important that we have women get involved like you, Gloria, and we're happy to assist you in getting registered.
Okay, thank you so much for your call, Gloria.
And make sure, Gloria, that you're listening this Thursday all day. I'm sorry, go ahead, dear.
You know, you said, you know, I have to register.
Yes.
And that you know, the...
Or you can come the day of the walk. We have early registration from 7 to 8:30 on that day, April the 13th.
Right.
Just come out
just
to the park and register.
To the park and register as well, Gloria.
Okay, come to what park?
Downtown Discovery Green Park, right by George R. Brown Convention Center, right downtown.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Gloria.
Okay, then, and... Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's 9:41, 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's go to line two with Ruby. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1 with Colleen Allen and Karen Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to each one of you. I'm calling because you said you are a breast cancer in
1993. That's when I was diagnosed.
See, I'm a breast cancer since 2000.
Well, congratulations, survivor.
I had my breast removed. And when I see young ladies, you know, individual, I always tell them, please go and have a mammogram.
Absolutely.
Because I have to have one every year.
Yes.
And that year when I went to have my mammogram, I didn't even know I had breast cancer.
That's why that early detection is so important.
Uh-huh. And that's the same way we have to tell our men also to have, what you call it?
Well, we call it chest cancer.
Oh.
We've named that.
Yes. But we don't get a mammogram.
No, because some men don't want to go to the doctor.
Well, that's a given.
Very important. And I applaud you ladies for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you at the walk, too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you.
And a lot of these things we'll be discussing on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Thursday throughout the day here on the radio station. People can call with questions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when is the best time to go for a mammogram?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's cancer that, you know, runs in your family. Should you wait? Should some young ladies wait till they're 40 or older? Maybe they should start in their 20s or 30s. So those
we'll
are some...
Exactly.
Right.
And I think it's important for the community to understand that breast cancer is the second leading cancer behind lung cancer for African-American women.
Yes.
And we, unfortunately, still have higher death mortality rate than other ethnic groups.
And that's mainly because of the lack of early detection.
Lack of early detection, and also, I believe, because of the more aggressive
There's an aggressive cancer called triple negative that is more aggressive for African-American women.
Do we know why? Are there any studies?
No, that's why research is so important, because the answers are there. We have to make sure as an organization and in our communities that we work towards getting monies to researchers so that we can find an answer, because that cancer triple negative is very aggressive. And as an organization, we do webinars across the country. We hold community forums. We go to the churches to make our community aware of the different types of cancer. There is no one breast cancer, and that's another thing that we like to make sure that our community understands. But early detection will save your lives, ladies.
Okay. So let's talk about it.
Now, you have survivor advocates
yes.
as a part of the organization. Tell us about it. Survivor advocates.
Well, we work with other organizations to make sure that on a legislative level that we participate and speak up for our community on the issues of breast cancer and breast health. We were just in Austin a couple of weeks ago for that particular issue, and so we try to partner with all of the organizations, no matter you know which one, so that we can make sure that our voices are heard.
Okay, let's go to line four. Tasha, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Karen Jackson and Colleen Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, I did do the walk last year.
Well, thank
and
you.
That was my first time doing a walk, and I didn't know anyone that had breast cancer. I don't know why, I just wanted to do it.
Well, we appreciate that.
No problem, but unfortunately, this year, I do know someone, and she's only like 43.
Yes.
And my thing is, I hear about early detection. I'm 39. When is it? First you hear 35, then you hear 40, and you hear all these different ages. When am I supposed to get my first mammogram?
Well, first and foremost, you should be seeing your physician every year. And your physician should direct you. And with your breast self-exam doing it every single month, then you would see any changes in your breast. That's the number one thing. And then you have to know your family history. Is there breast cancer in the family? Find out what cancers are in your family. Discuss that with your physician, and then they would determine. But as an organization, we say if you're at risk, 35 should be your baseline mammogram. If you're not at risk, and most of us, unfortunately, we don't know our family history. So 40 is the time that they say. But I'm just saying to you as an individual, you know your body. If there's any changes in your breast, I don't care if you're 30. If there's changes that you can't explain, you need to have a mammogram and an ultrasound.
Mammogram and the ultrasound.
And I say ultrasound with your baseline mammogram because as a survivor of 20 years, that's how I found my cancer. And 15% of the population has to find their cancer through an ultrasound. Mammogram gives us 85% of what's going on in your breast. And I would say to anyone, don't you want 100%? So in order to have 100%, you must combine the mammogram with the ultrasound so that you know what's going on. And unfortunately, insurance companies and people in the industry, they're not pushing this ultrasound mammogram combination because it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
But our lives are important, and I think no matter what it costs, we need to get to know what's going on in our bodies.
Thank you, Tasha.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's go to line one. Audrey, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning, panel.
Good morning.
I had a question in regard to the awareness. I'm one advocate for self-examinations. I do it every chance I get. And I also have a personal history, family history of breast cancer. But my question is, why is it that they're only asking you to do the mammogram when... Mm-hmm. I found something on my breast, and it wasn't spotted with my mammogram. Why isn't ultrasound one of the alternatives that they do as opposed to doing the regular mammogram?
Well, I can't say why they're not. I'm not concerned of why they're not. I'm saying to you, you need to have an ultrasound if there's something you're feeling and it doesn't show up on the mammogram.
And you're going to have to be persistent sometimes with some of the doctors because it is probably not something that they always want to do. But if you advocate and push for it enough, they will do it for you because it is important, particularly for African-American women with the density in our breast, with us being diagnosed at an earlier age and being pregnant during those childbearing years. And the tumors feed off of the hormones when you're pregnant. So it's kind of a catch-22. You're pregnant, you have a tumor, you don't know, it feeds, then you find out after the fact. It's so important to do the self-exams, get the ultrasound, go early, know your history, and talk about it.
Okay. Audrey, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to line two. Carol, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Karen Jackson and Colleen Allen. Good morning.
Good morning. I know that I can register at the park to walk, correct?
Yes, we prefer you come in, register online because the line is going to be huge from last year about
800?
We had about 800 people in line to register.
They registered that morning.
Well, I missed the website. Could you give it to me again, please?
Absolutely. It's www.stopthesilencewalk.org. And our office number is 713-781-0255. Yes.
Okay. And also, I have a brief question when you were talking about the breast exams. I need one. I haven't had mine in about 2 years. I lost my job. I've been unemployed. So I don't have my benefit to get that. Where can I go? What can I do? If I have to pay for it out of pocket, I will.
Okay. Well, if you weren't able to pay for it out of pocket, we would refer you to a couple of physicians that work with us closely where we pay direct. And what happens is, as an organization like this walk, it provides us with the financial help in order to help the community. So we're not able to open up the services for the breast cancer BCAP program until after the walk. May 1st is when we'll be able to start servicing the community again. And we would like to be in a position where we have enough monies from the walk in order to continue it you know, whatever the walk stops or starts, we should be able to keep the money flowing through the program.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
But please call. But Carol, please call the office on Monday again, 713-781-0255, and let's see what we can do to try to provide some assistance. And Jay, I just want to mention. Karen Jackson is my mother.
Oh, I didn't realize
and,
that.
And because I am at risk because of my mother, and there's other family members in our family who've had breast cancer, I'm involved in the breast cancer prevention program at MD Anderson, which is really phenomenal. I go in every year and have, you know, my ultrasound and mammogram, although this year I didn't do an ultrasound.
And I'm not happy with it.
And I heard grief from her about it. But it's very important to get in some of those pre-prevention programs if you have a family history. And they are available to us. They're not widely known about, but you need to get involved.
Yes, and I definitely will do that. And I'm glad to hear about the ultrasound part because my doctor never mentioned that.
We understand.
Yeah, you got to educate the doctor sometimes.
Yeah, I know, huh?
And we're glad you're here educating.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you.
Day.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Glad you're here educating us because up until just now, I didn't know about the ultrasound program.
I'm not surprised.
So
we got to keep spreading that information.
And these will be some of the things we'll be talking about on Thursday for Thanksgiving Thursday.
Thank you, Val. That's correct.
And that's Thursday the 28th, right?
Yes, Thursday.
Okay. Now, you've given the website for registering, but what if folks are still technically challenged? And
we understand that technically challenged. They can come to the office. We're located at 2922 Rosedale on the corner of Rosedale and Ennis.
Right in the heart of lovely Third Ward.
Okay.
Not too far from TSU.
That's right.
Right down the street.
Okay. Let's give the phone number once again.
The phone number is 713-781-0255. And again, the website is www.stopthesilencewalk.org. And our event is on April 13th, Saturday, down at the Discovery Green Park. We look forward to all the community coming out. And let's make sure everybody tunes back in again on Thursday for the Pink Thursday with Magic 102. It's going to be exciting. Lots of information starting from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Candy Eastman and I believe Funky Larry Jones are going to be talking with a lot of important people, survivors, and folks who are involved with Sisters Network to get the word out. There'll be a pink takeover on the website of Magic 102 where you can learn more about Sisters, register. We are so excited. We appreciate Terry, who is the promotions director, making that happen for us here, and of course Val and Jay Thomas and the whole crew. So again, thank you, Magic 102.
I think I'm ran a pink Cadillac that day.
You got pink pants, now you got a pink Cadillac.
Hey,
what's going on?
I'm
imagining. You said everything but a pink tie.
Hey, thank you so very much. Karen Jackson, founder and CEO, and Colleen Allen, public relations representative for the Sisters Network. Folks, you got to get on out. If you can't get out, we want your dollars to support the 4th Annual National African American Breast Cancer 5K Walk Run coming up Saturday, April 13th. Again, thank you all very, very much for sharing this with our audience. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It's 9:54, 6 minutes before 10 o'clock.